Okay. Yeah, I hear you have COVID.
Yes, I do.
Refuah
I come out tonight, tomorrow.
shleima. Okay, Refuah shleima.
I mean,
Okay, so the topic for today's shiur begins with Bechoros Daf Lamed Amud Beis. There we are taught as follows. Very important Gemara. Gemara tells us Tana Rabbanan, the last narrow line. Habol Kabel Divri Chaverus, Chutz Midavarechon and Mekabelon also. Divri Chaverus means certain strictures with respect to laws of Tumah V'Tahara. Tumas, Mises, and Taharas, Rashi explains. Akam Shabol Kabel Divri Torah Chutz Midavarechon and Mekabelon also. I feel a dick to get him in the race off him. This is the Gemara. Well, it's a black and white Gemara. Someone wants to make a deal with us. So he'll be a Jew. He'll be a 6-12er. You know, we know people who are 6-12ers, but they're born Jewish. He'll want to become a 6-12er? Not. Where do you learn it from? Kager ko Ezrach. The Ezrach of Mekabel of Divrei Torah. So too, anyone who wants to become Jewish must do exactly the same. This is, again, I'm using this beautiful sefer, again, the Geirus Halacha of Maisa, which is our main topic, sefer for today, and Mirat Hashem for Monday as well. Before we get to the sefer, which is called Kagera Kazrach, hopefully we get to that next week, after Monday, probably. So I'm giving you page numbers, so those who want to get the sefer can look it up later on. On page 107, he quotes it from the sefer, the Torah's Kohanim, and the Pesach, Ezrach Mikem, Yilachem Kager, Ma'ezach Shekibel Olav Kol Divrei Torah, Avger Shekibel Olav Kol Divrei Torah, Mikan Amru Ger Shekibel Olav Divrei Torah, Chutz Medivrei Echad, Ein Mekavlin also. So the Gemara in Bechoros has a look-alike in the Torah's Kohanim, in the Sifra, which is called in Kedoshim, Osches. Now, this din is found in the Rambam in a funny place. The funny place. In Hilchos Ger Toshav, in Perik Yudalid, Halacha Ches. Now, we're not learning Hilchos Ger Toshav in this forum. It's too much for us. We have too much stuff to work. What about Gerus? We'll get the Ger Toshav. It'll come up occasionally here and there, as we shall see. Here it says, in the Kabbalah Ger Toshav, I feel the Kibbal Kala Torah, Kula Chutz Medikok Echot, and the Kabbalah also. So it's tucked away in Hilchos Ger Toshav, that's what a Rambam has it, which doesn't apply to Zman Hazeh, okay? And perhaps that's why it's not in Shulchan Aruch. This is what this beautiful sefer suggests on page back on page 60. It's how come this din of Chutz Medarech and Mekabel is not found in the Mechaber? Perhaps because it's tucked away in the Rambam and Hilchos Ger Toshav, which doesn't apply. That's how it was somehow omitted for some reason in the Torah Shulchan Aruch, which he calls it a din Mefurish, what's from Moshe. And then with Smashi Yavam and Simon Lamed Zayin, page Tav Kuvav, and Tav Kuv Zayin, the Mekabel Machas Bechiroso, Velo Machmas Sivi Hashem. I'll pick and choose. I choose 6-12. What do you choose? If you're doing because the Kaddish Baruch Hu says, you have no choice. This is found in Igros Moshe, Chele Gimel, Simon Kuv Ches. Yoredeh Chele Gimel, Simon Kuv Ches, talks about this very topic. Here we go. A funny question. It's the Yitashlat to his grandson. Gioris, so I think one more time, she's Michal Yontov once, because of Parnassa, what kind of status does she have? It's a long tshuva about this. It talks about other things as well. So he wants to suggest as follows. He says, if someone is Mekabel, Chutz Medikta Dover Rechot, listen, that's Rav Moshe. Gamim kiblu ain't a klum. How do you know? Because the same Gemara Laman the base of the chorus. What does it say? Abol a kabel givri chaveres chutz midaver rechem and mekalim also. She was a mashma she'af v'diyevet she kiblu also the chaver ain't over the chum. Off of the Rambam perik yud nechutz metami mishkam u'moshav. Moshe would new call a Torah kula perik yud alocha aleph and base not neman antaris. And the name of the Taras, and she Kabbalah loved the Rich Haveris and Halacha Beis. The Rich Haveris could be the Rechon and Mekabbalah also. Doesn't say she Mekabbalah in his name. Probably it's not considered to be Kabbalah at all. That's what Rav Moshe Paskins. That's what he Paskins. And what about in Hilchos Yisurei Bia? The Perek Yud Beis, Halacha Yud Zayin. This is the introduction. Most of it's Halacha Yud Gimel and some Yud Aleph. It's in Yud Beis. He says, "Kol agoyim kulam, she is gairu. Kabbalu aleim, kol hamitzvah shel Torah, is ki yisrael lechol davar. Kol hamitzvah, implying otherwise, you're not. However, Moshe writes this tempers it somewhat. We'll see later. Some take it a step further. What about the following situation? This is only if you're master of mashikos of the Torah. Fine." What will happen to the father? He's mekabel everything. But he knows, he won't be able to keep everything 100%. 100%. So, Rav Moshe writes like this. Rav Moshe writes that you mekabel everything in principle. And you know in advance, be honest with yourself, you don't know if you'll be able to withstand every single nisayon. For example, but then Yehargav Yavar. I gotta be honest. Yehargav Yavar, will I be able to give up my life? I don't know. I don't know if I'll be able to withstand that nisayon. So you have a kabbal everything. You're honest with yourself. You're not sure you'll be able to withstand the nisayon. Of Yehargav Yavar, so many people were unable to pass that test. So Rav Moshe writes over there, the particular case he's dealing with is a person, a certain woman who had to go to work once on Yontif one time, otherwise she'd lose her whole parnas. She's not gonna write. She'd go on the subway and she didn't write anything, and that's a question. It was only the first time because she was, she would lose her job. So Rav Moshe writes that, no. I'm reading you the words of Rav Moshe. It's a pretty long tshuva. This is on the third page of the tshuva already. It talks about this nechuda. He talks about this situation. Watch. Hold on a second. Oh, this is on the third page, Shin and Gimel. Ge'er shekibel l'kol ha-mitzvahs. I'm a bezin, I'm a kabel everything. I won't be able to be Yehargav Yavar. I won't be able to. I'm a kabel everything. But if I'll be an honest, so I don't have the ability. I want to do it. I want to give up my life. You know, when Jews accepted Mamad Har Sinai, not every Jew was like Avraham Avinu, ready to be thrown into a fiery furnace. We know that. So, Lemaisi, you're not going to be Lehorig. It still would be okay. On this basis, it says, goes to a whole bunch of other riots to this effect. So too, to lose all your money, she's going to get fired. Halach is, you have to get fired. Too bad. She shouldn't be Mechal Yontif. But maybe people can't be over with this Nisoyan, right? So, what can you do? She it's like a woman wouldn't be able to give up her life for the Gimel Averes HaChamurus. So to this person, won't be able to give up all of her money. They'll fire from a job. So, no. She's mekabel everything. Just she was not able to be over with this nisayon. This would not undo her gerus. This is simen kufes. Typically, if in principle you don't accept something, the gerus is no gerus. But here, she accepted everything in principle. One time, she just couldn't withstand the temptation of her parnasa. Fine. This is in Tavshin Lametes. 10 years earlier, in Tavshin Chavtes, Rav Moshe wrote a tshuva, which as written to someone in Holland, talks about Geirus. This is a very famous tshuva. Most of the Geirus, he says, is no good bichlal, because it's a bluff. They don't take it. But then he says as follows. Listen to this. Against everything he said before. Say like this. It's true. It says in the Gemara, B'chor Saf Lamed, says Rav Moshe, is it Lechatchila? Ain Mekablin. This is column 2 on page Mem Zayin. Well, maybe the evidence will get. Doesn't know. Quote more Shabbos Saf Sanuches. You know, they didn't tell him anything. He said it again. Okay, you're Mekabel. But in this case, he says, Beferish and not Mekabel. Maybe it's not good even for the Evid. So Rav Moshe writes as follows. Oh. Ain Mekabelin. After after the Evid, Shekablu Ain Oger. I says, Ain Mekabelin, which sounds like the Chatchila. No. Well, then he says, Rav Moshe, this is against what he said in the Kufres. The Dikta Gachem Midivrei Sofrim, I mean Rav Moshe, Shemistaber Shekeven Shekibel Olav Kol HaMitzvos D'Oraisa, V'yaflo Sosu B'chlal, Shekibel Olav Kol Yisru Mitzvos D'Rabbanon, Hari Yesh Lo Lios Ger Midoraisa, Shelo Mistaber Shechachomim Yakur HaGeris D'Oraisa, Shenogea L'Kiddushin L'Kam Advarim, U'L'Hokal Bahem, Lo Yamask Zeh Gemara B'Feirush, Tzorech Lomar, the Rakei Mekabel Lechatchilo, U'B'Dievek Shekeblu, Hu Ger, and therefore not only by Divrei Sofer, but even Divrei Torah also, Lechatchilo and Mekabel, the Evid is a Ger. How do you like that? Rav Moshe is the opposite of what he said 10 years later. Okay, I don't know, God has a lot to change his mind. I wish we had clarity. How do you do, is there any way to reconcile? Usually Rav Moshe is reconcilable. I'm not sure how to reconcile this. I don't know. But that's what he says. He doesn't want. Yeah. Master Mashakosa Batorah is to know about them. So you only wanted to accept 612, but you're Machiavan all 613 on the level of D'Oraisa. That's what it says. Quite a remarkable Shulvit Ramosha. It's interesting, fascinatingly. This is very important. Rabosai, I had this shaila. It's current in front of me right now. Literally right now. I spoke about it yesterday. I got a phone call today. I'll speak about it later after we finish the shiur. Where someone was Ms. McGuire, and I was apparently signed in it from 2006, before we had this whole GPS story. So it turns out there were two other rabbis from a certain shul in suburbia. And the people in that shul, the frum Jews in that shul, were never careful about sneers. They weren't careful. They dressed like Americans dressed, not like they're supposed to dress. Okay. So now I'm reading through Rav Moshe's Lashon. Giyor zu she'en erotz al kabel tilboshes noshim tznuos. L'chadchila hovare in l'kabla. U'b'di'eved im kiblua toli b'sofek zeh. Giyosa noda she'b'di'eved hi giyoriz. Okay, fine. The Yeshlodim Mitzad Acher, and here's very important. The Mi'acha Shenifrats Tilboshes are priests of the Sein Rabbim, and the Benos Yisro, Ve'Elu Shen Shomer's Torah, Shulachena Nachuyo Shebol Is Gaya Harichol Sheves Shirak Chumah Biyalma, Shirotzim Arabonim Lahatel Olei Yosem Yadin, Mi'acha Sheyodas, Minoshim Shemavzik and Osun Lashom Midas. Umislapshas bittel boshes preaches. Viyash omim lo harabonim shu dvar yisur. And I'm aminu lehem. Them kain yesh dino osokin is gaira kshalon liyoda midini ator. Shu gair ki yisur b'shabas. Umistaber ze. Av shal eis ata en li raya ze. That's what he says. Mistaber ze. Mistaber ze. That she thinks that dressing properly at some kind of a chumra they have in Borough Park. I don't know, but and then suburbia, where the Jews all dress that way. Oh. Then he goes into the Gemara Masechta Shabbos. We know this Gemara Masechta Shabbos from different ways. Where's the Gemara Shabbos? I put down somewhere. This famous story of Hillel. Tosfos quotes it here in Yevamos, but the Gemara is a Masechta Shabbos. Lamed Aleph. Story. Guy came to Shammai. How many Torahs do you have? Torah Shabbosav, Torah Shabbapeh. Shabbosav, I believe you. Bapeh, I don't believe you. So, you want to guy me? Just Torah Shabbosav. He threw him out. Came to Hillel. He's Megayer. First, they told him Aleph, Beis, Gimel, Dalet. Next, they said Dalet, Gimel, Beis, Aleph. But you said Fakert. Don't you rely on me? So, you rely on the Torah Shabbapeh as well? That's the famous story. So it's a story, oh, great, how Hillel was such a great man. You know, we all like Hillel, and then somehow Shammai is giving it a bad rep. It's terrible. But that's the Gemara. And the question becomes, what kind of Geras was that? So Rashi asks this question. Daflamed Aleph, Amad Aleph, Masechta Shabbos. Rashi asks a question like this. Why did Shammai throw him out? Habola kabel divrei chaver is chutz b'davar echad v'chein ger habola zgar v'kibel divrei torah chutz b'davar echad ain mekabel also b'choras taf lamed by the base. So how did Hillel do it? Hillel didn't know the Gemara. How did Hillel do it? Gire says Rashi v'samach al chochmoso shesofo shiagileno lekabelo lo daim yechutz b'davar echad shelo hayak. Why? In our case, this is the words of Rashi. Shlohoya kofer b'torah shabal peh, ela shlohoya mamin shehi mipi agvura v'hilal uftach sh'achver sh'ilamdeno yismach olam. Is the kasha better than the teretz? What exactly did Rashi answer? What does it mean? You're missing a Kabbalah. What's going on over here? You must say, he's mekabel everything. At the time, he didn't necessarily believe that Hillel and Shammai are Torah Shabbat Peh Mipi Agvura. That's it. He didn't necessarily believe in that. And apparently, Rav Moshe writes this way in the Dibros Moshe in Masechta Shabbos, page Tov Kuf Tes Zayin, in Ha'ara, it calls Pei Aleph. This is quoted over here in this Sefer, again, Yir Alocha L'maisa, give me the right page number if I can. Okay, it's on page 110. He quotes Rashi, page 111. Okay, so what's the answer? What's the answer? So, what does it mean? We don't know exactly what it means. Quotes from Moshe. I quote: "Bitzad kabbalas hamitzus kima gam torah shabapeh shiyoda sheish torah shabapeh ach lohem and lechach meador b'shami v'hilel she divreimu atorah shabapeh she mipi agvura." It's Rav Moshe in a different tshuva. Eben Ha'ezer, Chelik Beis Simen Dalet. The question is, Ha'atach Shetovel Lo Kibbal Adayin Torah Shabbapeh in a klum. Don't say I do it a second time. That's Rav Moshe's answer. Okay, that's what it sounds. That's Rav Moshe's answer. Is that the only way to learn Pshat and Rashi? We don't know. But here, Gemara and Shabbos and Rashi, they found out certain heterim to the issue of chutz midavar echad, based upon this. The Rashash asks this question on the spot. The Rashash is on the Ramakomus. The Rashash Masech the Shabbos of Lamed Aleph. Read you his words. Nirali Kabanoso. The kofer lo mikri Rabbi Lam, Zechron of the Rock, wrote a book. It was called Faith and Doubt. Have you heard of it? Faith and Doubt? It's based on this Rashi and this Rashash. But he wanted to suggest that someone who has doubts, you're allowed to have doubts. You're allowed to have doubts. It's not considered to be in the category of a koifer. That's what he suggests. Interesting. However, we have, he quotes later, I'm going to the next pages, the Achi Ezer, very important. Rav Chaim Oiz's opinion in this book spans 5 pages, 114 to 119. I have Rav Chaim Oiz over here. Achi Ezer. Chela Gimel, Simen Chavov, Sivkotun, Dalet. Okay, the following Charlotte. Chorus, quotes the word Chorus. He says, in this particular case, he's talking about Kevin Shiratsonali Nosilo, Falava Dik Gechamidere Sofim of Nitan, and Mikalim also. No, he says, the din of Nitan Aisha, Lo Yasena, is only a love below Aleha. It's only on the man. A rock you put in his way. Anyway, levad zanira din zed the nachrish abol is gaya the kabel of kol mitzvah sum bedikul echad bedivrei sof and mekab moso. Listen to this. Haina b'masne shel the kabel v'shiyah mutalo davazem and adin. I make a deal with God. I only accept 6:12. Throw him out. V'zayin mekab moso. Then shiut nabegeres and geres lachatzoyin. Abam mishem mekabel of kol mitzvahs rak she bedato lava l'tayava. Whoa! How far does this go? How far does Reb Chaim Oiz take us with this Chiddush Nifla? How far? How far does it go? You mean, no matter what? No matter what? Next paragraph. Of course, a certain Rav didn't want to do it with Megayer. No. Why? Came with the makabel of kol mitzvahs avshachosh of lavar al ezem mian mitzvahs akachle teyamo ezem meniel lekabalas and mitzvahs v'davka eicha shemaster shel the kabel of zech yisam bekabalas mitzvahim. Watch ula meicha sheborur adover shebevada yavar achreichen al isuri torah chilul shabbos vachilus treifus from the yodim bebiru kavanoso shenivizgayer rak lefanim v'libo balimo. So wait a minute. So where do you draw the line? In Simen Chav Ches, he throws in another mitzvah, which he throws in to be one of the ikrim, which is nida. Of course, nida is much harder to monitor. Shabbos and kashrus are more easily monitorable. So maybe nida as well. That's found over here in Simen Chav Ches and in his hakdama to the chela gimel of the achiezer. But Shabbos and kashrus for sure. And the question is, so where do you draw the line? So he draws a clear line, Shabbos and Kashrus, because as Rabbi pointed out over here in this beautiful Sefer, it's not Pashut. Where's the line? Okay? Where's the line? So, Where's the line? So he says as follows. He says, that if a person will be over in some few of areas, the Tayyavan, as opposed to Ichilul, Shabbos, and Tarfas. No, it's Ikri Adas. So if you're not going to keep Shabbos and Kashrus, it's all baloney. When I suffer the chutz, there was no Kabbalah Samitzis at all. Nothing, zero. Zero. But he knows that they're going to keep every last thing. Even every Jew doesn't keep every last thing. So he didn't want to, that's what he suggested, a kind of a compromise. It's interesting. Quotes over here from the Dvar Avram. Chela Gimel Simon Chavchas, a famous Dvar Avram. It's the most important Dvar Avram because it relates directly to us. It has to do with Geras Hashem Yishus. I'll give you a preview. His main thrust is that Geras Hashem Yishus is good because the Chazaka Agav Unza Gama Makabel. This is what he says. The Nebuki Yosef quotes it briefly. The Ritva says that it's coming from the Ritva as usual. Back in the Chav Dalam and base. He says as follows. So the Dvar Avram says, it's not true anymore. In the olden days, in order to marry Jewish, you had to go into the Jewish society. There was only a Shomer Shabbos and Kashrus society. And if you wouldn't do it, the girl wouldn't accept you, the family wouldn't accept you, the community wouldn't accept you. And you couldn't become conservative, reform, unaffiliated. You had to belong to a group. The government insisted on it in those days. Today, it doesn't apply anymore. That's the main thrust of the Dvar Avraham. And he quotes the Achiezer's tshuva. It's the tshuva to write to Reb Chaim Moshe. They were contemporaries. So he says, listen, I don't know if you accept even one in the Tayyavah. It's not a Kabbalah. It's a Tata de Sastri. Yeah, I accept to do it, but I'm going to be over the Tayyavah. So he has a question about Reb Chaim Moshe. I'm Novuch Lemaisa. Al V'yodeani. Shalafamim Nechitzos G'dolam Ol Mitamim Shonim. Vekocha de Tera Odif, and the Shevsha Shescharin Shalmikim Protim will the Yotze behevsa Aklal, as it says Koshen Kesapachas. So there are those who say, quote of Avad Yosef, Lo Shavkin and Pashtuse de Achiezer Shum Sfega Shal Advar Avram, equals like the Achiezer. This is what Avad Yosef says in that same piece. Many people are relying on the Kula, quotes all kinds of. Rabbanim will speak about it in that same kinus of Tavshin Lamed Aleph, I believe it was. Rav Unterman, Rav Avad Yosef, Rav Jolti, Rabbi Rubenstein, Rav Shila Rafal, all quote this Achiezer. But there are migbalot. If he's not going to keep them Shabbos and Kashrus, forget about it. It's no good. No good. Okay? Fine. Now, he wants to base Achiezer on the Rashi in Shabbos Daf Lamed Aleph, perhaps. But then, it's important to understand that there were those who accepted it. Rab David Tzvi Hafner, the famous Shuvah, a Gioras who wanted to marry a Kohen. Can't do that, not allowed. So Rab Shlomo Lahol said, let's do the Geiris. That the Kohen should not be dealing with a Shiksa, which is the rice of the Chiyuv Koris with the Kabbalah. The problem is, Chutz B'Dover Echad, he still has a Kohen on a Mariah, a Gioris. V'yei Shloma, there's a Dover Tzvi Hafen and Melamed, Lohoel, Chela Gimel, Eben Ezer, Simen Ches. The Be'emes, Imo Meres Beferish, Shein Erosu the Kabbalah, Mitzvah Zuh, Asol the Kabbalah. Abba Benina Didan, Re'eno Meres came Beferish, Im Kein Avsha, Ani Yodim, Shetav, Release to Zeh, Mikom Gom, Mishul Takona, Sakoyen, Mishul Takona, Zarob, Mikablanosa. Okay. Rav Herzog has a similar tshuva. Okay. But it's important to note, as he points out over here, this is not to be extended beyond this line. He quotes over here that Rav Uziel says, Piske Uziel, Goy Shebozgaya, Afil Nedash no Mikai, Mitzvah Satorah. Even in a case where you want to keep anything, that's against Reb Chaim Ozer, for sure. See, it's not fair to extend it beyond where Reb Chaim Ozer said it. Very, very important. Very important. Okay? Quotes the Malam, again, the Malam in Lahol. Fine. Okay. Now, discussing this issue, what about a person who says, I accept everything, but we know full well that's a bluff? How do we know? Because the same person, there were 100 people before and 100 people after. Well, after, we don't know in advance. They all go through the course and they say that they're taught to say, you accept everything. But we know they're not going to do it. This is the problem in Eretz Yisrael, a tremendous problem. So this is discussed over here much later in this beautiful Sefer. And page 312. How far do we go with Umdun Demuchach? Quotes two Gemaras in Masechta Bava Basra. A person was told that his son died. So he sat and wrote a document, a will, gives all his money to somebody else. So that his son is alive. So the matana is completely bottled. Bottled, mavutled. But it didn't make any condition. It's obvious a person has a son, doesn't give all his money away. Not a chance. As he quotes over here, let's go. Il mole hoyodea shebeno kayam lohoya kosvo. He never would have written it, but Babasra Kuf Lamin Beis and Kuf Mem Vav. It's called Umdana de Muchach. So it works. Also by Shtar Mavrachas, you write all your nechasim to his wife just to get away from certain things. To determine what a person's kavana is. And it works, he says it from the Marik, he by Dava Shabierva. What does that mean? A person says, kiss will get liishti. He left out one thing, tnu. Didn't say tnu. But the poor guy, he's a shchimera, or he's in a pit. He doesn't think everything how has to say exactly. That's an umdana on his kavana that works. As opposed to, listen carefully, an umdana on a maisa. You know, the story is the case of Gomel Ochab and Agmalim. So you assume that this bad Gomel killed the other Gemalim, but Babasu Tzadagimim, you pass in, you don't follow that Umdana. But Umdana Kavana, you do follow. That's a distinction which is drawn over here on page 312. But Umdana works to determine someone's Kavana, it doesn't work to determine facts. Facts. Okay? Now, we go further than that. We go further than that. Quotes the Shuvas HaBach. It's a Simen Ches and Shuvas HaBach. When something depends on two people, you don't follow Umdana so fast. Who says your Umdana lines up with the other person's Umdana? However, when something depends only on one individual, only depends upon me, nobody else. Nobody else, it's just me. So then you do follow the Umdana. You do follow the Umdana. That's what the Bach writes in the Shelos of Tshuvas, Simon Ches. Which is a case of Geras. Depends only on this individual. There's no other individuals involved. There is nobody else. So we should follow an Umdana de Muchach. Okay. I'm reading the words of the Bach. I'm reading the words. Pulas Mishpatios, he calls in his modern Hebrew, Chad Stadios, Matana Neder. It's only the Nosin or the Node there. As opposed to Pulos Dut Stadios, Mecher Kiddushin, the Dag is another day Acheres. In those cases, it's an Androm Shibaleh and Advarim. Because someone else is accepting what you're saying. You just can't make things up. But if it's only one person, so my kavana works. So dvarim should believe our dvarim. This is shut simen chesen in the Bach. So by geiris, it's only one person. So there's no das acheres. So therefore, there's another reason to say that dvarim should believe havi dvarim. We'll get to that greater length down the road. That's the shuas habach. Oh. Beyond that. Sometimes we know it's a fake, it's a fraud. We call that a din meruma. A din meruma, the bez has the right and the obligation to say, don't bother with technicalities. It's a ramos. A din meruma. That's another reason to be mevatel the geiris. On this basis, the poskim say, if we know for a fact there's no kabbalas or mitzvahs, it's nothing. Who said so? Rav Moshe said so. Rabbi Achiezer said so. Rabbi Avada Yosef said so. Everyone says so. Everyone agrees to this. In this situation, it's no good. Now, I Dvarim Shebelevein and Dvarim. So there's a famous Ritva in Kiddushin, I guess you'll see. It's called Dvarim Shebelevein Ovelev Kol Adam. The Ritva Kiddushin and Afnun. And therefore, that's not Dvarim Shebelevein. Belevein Ovelev Kol Adam. It's like an Umdun of the Muchach. Then he quotes the Beis Yitzchak. The Beis Yitzchak says something very interesting. The Beis Yitzchak says that when do we say that Dvarim Shebelevein and Dvarim is Bein Adam L'Chaveiro? Bein Adam L'Mokom? No. Dvarim Shebelev Ar Dvarim. That's what it's quoted. It's a fascinating Kiddush over here. I read you the words. Watch this. We say, we know it's not going to be from Lo Havi Ger Klal. Doesn't apply. Right, doesn't apply. He says, because why? Why? Ben Olam Mokom. We don't say Dvarim Shleim and Dvarim. That's only Ben Olam Chaveiro. Megayer. The Kabbalah Mitzvah is unbelievable. Shalom Yekaimam. Rachmona Liba Boy. Velo Nasa Ger. So says the base Shuvas, base Yitzchak. And the Minchas Yitzchak, Dayan Weiss, Chelik Vav, follows the Beis Yitzchak, Simen, Chelik Beis Simen Kuf Os Tes. So that's another reason why we say that Dvarim Shebelev really would be, it's not a ger. So, both, Bezgin is both in Achrav, that's what it says in Sifyut Beis, and Rambam in Perek Gimel Aloch Yudalet. We don't rely upon what he says, because Dvarim Shebelev is Dvarim for these two reasons. And that's where Moshe writes. When Moshe writes in Chelek Aleph, Simon, he has many tshuvas in Chelek Aleph about this. I'll pull it out for a second. When Moshe's first tshuva goes back to Luban. Very sure, Kuf Nun Zayin, 1928, in Luban. He says, Ger shel kibbel of mitzvahs and nechshav ger, poshtu du bor shein a ger, klal for the yevet, as his father said that way, lemaisa, a particular situation, all right? Af mama v'piv shein mekabel mitzvahs, manan sadi, shein mekabel of emes, enu klum. Ay, l'shei mishus, for the yevet? No, b'shvil ishus, kibbel of mitzvahs b'emes. Ubaru Pashin, he heard it from his father, passing away, period. That's Kuf Nun Zayin. Fine. Then he has the same thing repeats the number of other Shuvas. Kuf Nun Tes talks about it. Look, Kemat Baru Kanan Sadish on the Kabbalah Samitsis, Akbe Pio Mersh on the Kabbalah, Uvlo Kabbalah Samitsis, Afrak Pradevan. Not like Shabbos of Samaches, because over there they wanted a mekabel. They just didn't know. But here it's worse. That's Kuf Nun Tes. That's from America, 1950. Okay, 22 years later. Now another tshuva, 1950, Simen Kuf Samach says something similar. But here he has a couple of interesting points. This is one of the most, I think it's maybe the most important of all the tshuvas. It's Kuf Samach. What happened is written to Rab Chaim El Azari in Canton, Ohio. What happened was a conservative, forget it, the conservatives are no good, forget it. And then he says, look, she's not going to be any better than her husband. The Jewish husband is not from either. He's Mechal Shabbos, does all these surim. Then he says, look, in Kozea Yesh Mokom Lomar. He doesn't say it's true, but it's a Mokom Lomar. Shu Geiris B'di'evit. V'yacha she'omer lefnei abezdin she'mekabel es mitzvos ha'Torah. V'ira gam kazu she'mekabel es mitzvos. Once in a yovel, someone really is from. Chen ulai donin af pe'elu she'en she'omeres ha'chakach didi ha'Torah she'brolo sha'feis ha'geres lo'kim lebez b'liba. Rak ha'dvarom she'beleif. One might think that. Av she'lididi lo mistaber. She'vishvil ezo yechidos. The salik anan sali lehakshib bedvarim shebelev, avul ulai zel tamayo it al kolponim mokom lazeh, mokom lazeh. There's a little bit of a mokom, a little tiny, tiny little mokom. That's paragraph one. Paragraph two, odesh mokom loma tam gadol, a bigger reason. The mashabala shin is gaiv b'shvilu mechal shabbos amuvka b'kam yisurim osa shisvura. It's like Gerish and this guy Ben Akum Shabbos Asam Meches. She kibel alav lios kakola Yehudim she nechshevas Kabbalah. Av she yodah klum me amitzvus. The idea is amitzvus enem akevas ageres rak biyodah v'lo rotsa the Kabbalah week of ageres. So ain't so lamed kol haTorah kula kol shnis garak mitzvus modin. Chayin av Shabbos in Armula she tzorv lishma Shabbos chol shevas. She rak hidu b'yalmo. Av agami she eino shomer haShabbos v'chadome. To aloma shuyhudi kosher nimsha shalita usa kibla kolamitsa shuyhudi mechuyev shugeres avshamachmas avshamachmas zelo tekaima kopona mitzvahs zelo tams ramesha sheyesh bo mamish lachshiva legiores vulimud schus tsas ala rabbonim amakabon shlichoshu al gri meadjotas. So he's not saying this is a good geres. Oh no. He's saying it's a limud schus ktsas because she's not going to be any frumer than the husband that she is interested in marrying. So what's her Moshe's bottom line? People don't look at the end of the tshuva. The end of the tshuva, this is one of the most incredible lines I've ever seen. Listen carefully. Ula haba, going forward, he's talking to Rabbi Elazari from Canton, Ohio, where they're going to conservative rabbis to do conversions. Look what he tells him. Vadai tov sheyifel kvodo, she is gairu. These same people, it's a rabbi yodeh bedina gairus. Ve'osik edin, av shegam heim suffek im nechshu gairim kideliel. A suffek, the chances are the person is really not a gair. It's only a limud schus bi'alma, but it's not. It is a suffek. Then he adds, v'tov laharchik mehem es shomrei Torah. What's going on? Someone who's from shouldn't marry them because the chance of the garrison is no good. Rav Moshe is creating a new category of a person who might be Jewish. I understand Rav Moshe to mean the people that are going to marry someone who's Jewish anyway. Better there should be at least one little chance that the lady is Jewish than she should be certainly a Goya, which she goes to the conservative. That's a Chiddush, which you know, you and I wouldn't say that today in Tavshin Pei Beis. Rav Moshe writing to Canton and Tov Shin Yud. That's quite an amazing, amazing tshuva. Amazing tshuva. Amazing tshuva. Now, interesting, he quotes over here from Rav Kook. It's on page 318. Rav Kook and the Das Kohen. The Das Kohen says something which is sort of a little bit almost unbelievable. He writes as follows. He says, "Kozman shehoisa kabbala bepekaroy, yesh loma she'en lano inyan dvarim shebelev, she'en dvarim klal, va'afilu amyova aliyo, v'yagid lano shehoya b'levavo acheres me'ashe bepiv, en lano eisik klal and dvarim shebelev, pilei ploim from Rav Kook Das Kohen." He seems to go against everything that we said until now. What about the Anan Sade, etc.? I don't know. I'm not sure if Rav Kook meant that even in that kind of an extreme case. This I don't know. Now, he quotes, and I'm skipping a couple of pages. 323. He says from the Beis Yitzchok again. What does he say? Look, Medinas Ashkenaz in Germany. lo yisnago kaminig yisrael aksherim, ach yilu bol einida v'ochle trefus. In our case, I think it's not a ger. Even though she says I'm going to, they teach her a lie to say she didn't mekabel everything. Believer shelo lekayim. He says it's not, it's no good. This is the Chelkas Yaakov, Rav Herzog, the Dvar Avram. All these people agree that the Geris is no good in such a situation. Oh, now he goes further, page 324, and says like this: you want to tell me that maybe the Geris is really good? Comes up Shlomo Zalman. Rav Shlomo Zalman says, if the Geris would be good, you're over on Lifnei Iver. Chelik Aleph Simul Amahei Os Gimel in Mincha Shlomo, which is a pretty strong accusation. Lifnei Iver. Whoa. A little scary. I'm reading the words of Rav Shlomo Zalman. This is also page 325. Let's assume Rav Shlomo and Dvar. Like Rav Kook said, let's assume it, okay? But they're not going to, I think it's no good, because Liba Volev Kolod, that's obvious, only 100% sure. But if you say it is good, yeah, you're over the Fnei Yivlo Sita and Mikshol. Masha Ger, because they're Chilu Shabbos, or on the Vela, the Fnei Shiz Gair, no problem, he's a goy. Now you do it, you're making it to a Mikshol, because you made a Geirus. Whoa. Unbelievable. This is a very, very serious accusation that Shlomo Zalman has. Yeah? And the Beis Yitzchok says exactly the same thing. The Beis Yitzchok says exactly the same thing. I read his words. He says, Mikom Makom, Haremach Shel Achayim Shel Choshen Shel Yisrael, he's assuming that you really, it's no good. Then you're over on Lifnei Iver L'Asitem Mikshel. Shlomo Zalman says if it is good, you're over on Lifnei Iver L'Asitem Mikshel. Either way, it's a problem. If it is a Ger, it's called the Beis Yitzchok. The problem is no Lifnei Iver against the Mitzchah Shlomo. Why should you be no Lifnei Iver if the Ger is a good Ger? So the Beis Yitzchok, quote unquote, the other flaily conis the klal Yisrael av sheye onesh. Wowee, it's still better to be a non-firm Jew than to be not Jewish at all. That's a very, very big chiddush. A very, very big chiddush. Not everyone agrees to that. That's what the Beis Yitzchok seems to say, which is a tremendous chiddush. Tremendous chiddush. He quotes over here from Rav Herzog, who thought that you're taking a suffek nochri Yisrael. That's what Rav Moshe was doing. What can you do? Either cheskas agavunts of the miyotzim in the Ritva? No, that was only in the olden days. This is what Rav Herzog says. Listen to what he says. In the olden days, like the Dvar Avram, you had to be, if you mechal Shabbos before Yisrael, you had to eat treifis, you buzzle, you menuda, you posher Yisrael. You had to mechal ha-goyim, you saw you menadim also, you matzav ha-bechira, va-goyim yitzidom, you saw them, you saw them, as there she had to mechal dosom, and he wouldn't be protected by the Jews. But be a menu, she-goyim, v'habim, mekomos, enim, is-avim, b'zeh, she-shore, chofesh, gomim, yadas. Totally secular. Yisrael Yachol Adam the Tzareinu the Yoskam Manik the Over Likori Adas Farasya, like all the Zionist leaders. May I learn also Umdana Shekim Alav Torah Nishma Sadas. This is Rav Herzog. It's word for word from the Dvar Avram. We already saw it. Now, Kamed Rav Adya was something quite remarkable. Unbelievable. So therefore, if you're going to say that the whole reason that the Shem Ishul works is because of Chazak of Agav Unsa Mekabel, so it wouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. says Rabbi Avadia, but things got so bad, it got so bad, it got better. Kakalosa takanos. I'm reading Rabbi Avadia. Tafka bizmanon. Shlohoisa kolav shoros the goy levatsea zemama lisa yudia bligeris kadasa kadim. The koi betrayer denara. The nimsa shaya onos al kabolas ha mitzvahs vageris. Lachain zukukim ono le tamashal ritva. Dagavuns to govern a kibble in the sky. Aber bis man es ist, so zu bewadje. She yeshna ev sharus lichyos ima chai ishes gam beli geiris klau. Guys, he's doing it already. Today's world, in these cases, they're already living together. Kayadua mefursum, that people live together that marriage all the time. Kalkoloso takanoso. She ain kan shum onas mamashi v'kabolas ha-mitzvah v'vahas ha-gir. And the son of a kibbel gam beli tamashal ha-ritva. Hagir kosher. It's unbelievable chiddush. Rabbi Avadia has, suggests anyway, in page Laman Aleph and Laman Beis, in that article that we have here, that he was printed in the Torah Shabbat Pe. That's what Rabbi Avadia Yosef suggests. Is it true? Nah. He writes over here on the next page, page 327. Sorry about that. What do you mean? We know for a fact it's the umda de muchach. You follow the umdana. So who cares? The shemish, not the shemish. The still an ansadeh. He doesn't see why Rav Avadia is right at all. I think he's correct, and I'll explain to you a little later. There's the raya. Rav Avadia himself brings a raya against himself from a Rashi daf mem hey. We'll get to that a little bit later. But now we have to get to the Gemara Rabosai on Chav Dalet Omid Beis. And our mamish was arguing with this rabbi yesterday about this very point. Chav Dalet Amid Beis, with the Gemara and Yavama seems to say, the machlokas of Nehemiah and the Chachamim, someone who is Megayah L'Shem Yishus. Chav Dalet Amid Beis. Says the Gemara like this. Echad ish, shenizgayah L'Shem Isha. Isha L'Shem Ish. The Shem Shulcha Malachim Shei Avde Shlomo Einam Gerim. The Rem Nechemia. Rem Nechemia Omer. Echad Geri Arayas. Egeri Chalomas. Geri Meod Chai V'Yesa. Einam Gerim. Ad Shiz Gav Zman Azeh. Man Azeh. Kim is Man Azeh. When things are not so easy to be Jewish. Asa Gemot Mar Allah. Om Rabbi Yisrael Bar Shmuel Bar Marta Mishmei De Rav. Halacha Gedevi Omer. Kulam Gerim Eim. Ad Kan. So Bidi Yevid. The Geris actually works. Kulam Gerime. Wait a second. When? How? What? Kamza Gos Mordechai with a remarkable Kiddush. Simen Kuf Yud. You have a in front of you, it's worth looking inside. Simen Kuf Yud. This is what he says. Agos Mordechai, Simen Kuf Yud. Give me a second, please. Gotta find it. Oh. Ani hejot hakosev nirali. To me, Sheba lit the funenel is Gaia. Fiodea lono Shebishul Toelas, Dobraham Osim, and the Kablam. He quotes the Afchav Dalit. And the Kablam Gerin, Mosim Mashiach, Mosim David Shlomo. Yeah, fine. So, a Nama Kabbal. Oh. I, Afal Gav, the Psak, the Shom, Halacha Kulum Gerim, the Murim, the Yevet. Listen to the words. The Achrei King she'anu roim she'miyashrim da'keim afal pli she'mitchila oslam Hashem ishus. It's okay. You see, say every gerus Hashem ishus. It says b'diavad is good. Only if we check up on them, and make sure that they're keeping the mitzvahs. Otherwise not. Otherwise not. Wow. Frek de Gemara, Ihachi, Chavdal, Lechatchila Nami. What does that mean? What does that mean? If the Geras is good, so why can't he marry her? Says that goes Mordechai Pshat. Rotzaloma, Kishemiskavdin Gamken Lashem Shamayim. If you miskavdin Lashem Shamayim, Shvi Lechatchila. Then and only then. Says the Gemara, no, why not? Shalazus Safasayim. There'll be rumors that there were Mazana before. So the rumors shouldn't spread. That's why you can't do it. Okay? Fine. Says the Hagos Mordechai, watch this. Fiyosa nearly came. Miloma Shamora Yivsot the Loki of Bryce of Rab Nechemia. Hey. Vigab Stama the Bryce of the Mycena the Basaraki be Dominic Shlomo. Lo Ashkon Tana the Polig. Umasha Nirali Kasafti Mirabose Lo Nirali Midazu. La Binosi Ainli Shoyer. A very disclaimer of based upon modesty. Modesty. Now, it's interesting. It's interesting. If you look at the Haggah on the side, which is from the Ramah, or one of his Talmidim, there's no machlokas. Rav Nechemia says that the Geiris is no good when the Kavana is l'to'elas l'chud, only for the sake of marriage. And Rabbi Yitzchak, who says it is good, when it's two Kavanas. When it's two Kavanas. That's how Itmer Allah sounds like it's a machlokas. No. Hachi Itmar Allah, right? You have to make this distinction. This is a very big dochak. Perhaps it's better to say that Rav Tanahu Polik. Or, remember the lesson of the Gemara? Halacha Gedivri HaOmer Kulam Gerim Heim. There is some Tana out there who holds that way. Nonetheless, we should still say that Hagos Mordechai might be right. Depends upon Sofo. Not the Geras Al Tanai. That can't be. But Hochiach Atchiloso Shelo Kibel Klal. The guy's not firm. It shows it was a bluff from the very beginning. And the question then becomes, what is Halacha in such a case? When do we say Hochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso? And when don't we say Hochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso? Rabosai, you ever learned that sugya? Hochiach Sofo Al Tchiloso? It's a complex sugya. A complex sugya. So, just a little bit. The Gemara has the Masechta Baba Basra, Daf Kuf Lamed Ches. So, Machlokas Tindra Shiva Gamil Tanakama. Shasak Ulevesov Tzavach. First, he didn't say anything. Sounds like he wants to accept the gift, which was given to him. He says, no, I don't want it. Do we say that the fact that he said that he didn't want it means he never wanted it? Well, no. Originally, he did want it, and then he actually did acquire it. And later on, he changed his mind. So this is very, very relevant. Halacha lemaisa. When do you, when don't you say, hochich al tchilaso? Whoa, very, very relevant. So my time is up. I don't like to go past the time. Monday. Anyone have a particular time when you want to make it, early or later? What's good for the chevra? Back to 1:15? I mean, are there finals? Or
for me, it doesn't matter.
Make any difference, anybody?
I don't know my schedule next week yet. I can maybe go to Israel next week. I'm not sure yet.
Israel? Gvaldik. Gvaldik, you get it?
They're opening the borders. I'm hoping.
Really? They open the borders Sunday?
I'm not sure. Sunday, Tuesday.
Rabbi Kalinsky told me he may be flying in Motzi Shabbos. No. The Shemitah trip. No. But I don't know how they're going to get in.
I don't know yet. Right. I'm just waiting to see.
I don't know. Today, yes, just today, this morning, I got a new kuntres of 115 pages by Ra'am HaKohen. Rosh Hashiva, I think, of Otniel, or something like that. How are we going to solve the problem of the conversions of the Ethiopians and the Russians are not from? How's it going to solve it? Ger Katan, which is, we're not up to Ger Katan yet. I told you, we have to try to first finish next week. I hope we can finish the Sugya of Kabbalah Samitzvahs, Dvar Meshavalev, and Uchiach Sof Al Tchilah. So all these are very complex matters. And then we have to learn the Sugya of Nitan, and then Ger Katan. How will it take us? I don't know. I would really like, if we could, whenever next, when is the next semester start officially? January 25th, something like that?
24th.
It would be nice if we could have a new Aschola then, because the next topic will be Stucker. Maybe some other guys want to join the Shir if you learn a Stucker. So I'd like to finish Gary's before then, but it's going to be a rough ride. We may have to actually have Shir more than 3 times a week, which I know not everybody wants, but if you want to finish Gary's by then, we may have to have a Shas Atchak. As we saw in the Dvar Rom, Machas Nechitza Sa'inyan, we have to, make some temporary injunctive relief. We'll see. Meanwhile, we'll have Shia on Monday, and we'll see from there what the schedule is. What's Monday's date? January 10th. Oh, so we have 2 weeks. How are we going to do this all in 2 weeks? We have to partner some extra shiurim. We'll see. Okay. We'll take one day at a time. But we're taking off till Monday. But so far, we're not going into the 2-minute drill, that we have to do things more quickly. So far, we're still on the regular schedule. So what time is Monday? Anyone, what's the default?
I may be driving back, so I don't know my schedule anyway.
So you know what? On Sunday, you'll call me, and you'll put up on the chat when she will be on Monday. Okay? All right, have a good Shabbos, everyone. How do you like the chalitza, Chevra? You saw the chalitza today?
Good to see one.
Yeah, interesting.
See one. Amazing. 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 It was a chalitza shul this morning. The two chashiva individuals watching it. Okay, have a good Shabbos, everyone. Be well.